Matthew 19, verse 22. When the young man heard this, he went away sad, because he had great wealth. In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word, we've been considering what it is like, or what it was like, for people to meet Jesus in person. And today we see a wealthy young man who met Jesus, but our verse just catches his back as he leaves. It appears that Jesus could not give him what he wanted. Have you ever tried to give something to someone who has everything? If he has everything, he can afford to get anything he wants, and he probably already has. If she has everything, most likely you can't afford what she might still like. To someone who has everything, it is by definition impossible to give him anything that will be new to him. The Pharisees, in general, thought that they pretty much had everything. And so did the rich young man who came to Jesus. Not only did he have many possessions, great wealth, but he was also raised in a decent family. He was no doubt educated in a church school and had been a good boy, had done as he was told. He had attended chapel and church regularly, had followed the rules and regulations more than a lot of other people. He had perhaps even gone way beyond Scripture's commandments for extra credit, as many of the most religious people did. On top of all this, he appears humble enough to come to Jesus and ask what he still might lack to attain eternal life. And yet, with all of his riches and all of his religion, the young man went away from Jesus sad. If you were one of those people hard to shop for because you had everything, don't you think you would be happy? Many people think so. Well, this young man was sad because Jesus had shown him that he lacked love, the fulfillment of all the law of God. He was unwilling to use his great wealth in service to his needy neighbors. He was unwilling to follow after the one whom God had sent, the shepherd who did not even possess a place to lay his head. It was sad that he went away. And he went away sad. Of course, you knew that rich people can be sad too, didn't you? But think about this. There are times when rich people should be sad. This young man thought he had kept all the commandments of God, and yet he leaned so heavily on his many possessions that if Jesus would whisk those ways and means out from under him, the fall would be too great. He went away sad. He should have been sad, but not because of earthly possessions lost. Rather because, as Jesus put it another time, "You say, 'I am rich. I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing.' But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked." Compared to other people, this young man was rich and religious, but before God, he was a poor sinner, just like you and me. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Compared to many people in this world, you and I are rich. We go to school on a campus that's evaluated at $1.5 million just for the property. We have a standard of living unequaled by millions of others on this planet. We have things of which our ancestors never dreamed. We've also been raised to be decent people, educated at a church school, attending chapel and church and religion classes regularly. We have been taught to do what is right and avoid what is wrong. So what if, in order to help a schoolmate, maybe even one who annoyed us, Jesus were to ask us to give up something we had really looked forward to? Or what if Jesus asked you to finish this year, maybe even the rest of your life, without that special friend whose company makes you feel so good? Or what if he left your life filled with uncertainty and simply said, "I will be with you"? Would you walk away sad? None of those things that can be taken away from us will bring us lasting joy. Nor was it earthly wealth or kindness that made the Bethlehem angels sing out either. It was because they knew that without Jesus we were wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Whereas with Jesus we could lose all our earthly possessions, all our friends and family, even our life, and the kingdom would remain ours. For with Jesus we would still have a heavenly home, a loving Father, a family of believers and angels, a Father who pities us, who opens His hand to give us riches beyond our thoughts and desires, who opens our eyes to see that He has forgiven us our lovelessness toward one another and toward Him, and who still invites us to bask in the safety of His smile, all because of Jesus. Amen. Hymn 395 in the LSB, the last two stanzas.